Basically, every summer I went to my crib with my family. It was a two-story crib, and I was an only child at the time. I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I had my own bedroom that was across from my parents' bedroom. So the first night there, I slept alone because I was brave enough to sleep by myself. That night, I heard heavy breathing outside. I didn't think much of it until the breathing got heavier and heavier. After 20 minutes, it stopped and I slept like nothing happened. The next day, I woke up early because I went to wake my parents up. Then we went down for breakfast. While my mom was cooking and my dad was preparing the table, I saw something peek its head out right near the forest. It was during the day, so it was pretty clear if someone or something was in the forest. I asked my dad, "What's that peeking its head near the forest?" My dad was like, "There's nothing there." I was like, "Yeah, there is. I saw someone watching me." But I didn't think much of it because I was a kid. We brushed it off and went on with our day. It was normal until around sunset. I went to bed like usual and I could hear heavy breathing. My dad came in my room and I whispered, "I think there's a monster under my bed." Like every kid would say, and my dad didn't think much of it, until he dropped his phone on the ground. Keep in mind, my bed was a bit high, so you can kind of see under it. When my dad went to pick it up, he saw something that made him feel uncomfortable. I could see the look on his face. He took me to my mom and told her to lock the door and to stay quiet. My dad called his friends that work with him. My dad is a police officer. So his team came and he looked under my bed to find a 40 or 50 year old homeless man under my bed. My dad told him to get up and explain himself. "This is my home and you have no permission to stay here." That's what my dad said, and that this was our crib. And stuff turns out he had come to our crib every day and slept in my room under my bed. That explains why most of my clothes are burned. Apparently, he smoked and accidentally burned my clothes. My dad told the guy to leave, but he kept cussing and trying to fight my dad until my dad punched him and they took him in the police car and took him to jail. Note, he was that guy in the forest. It's just amazing how something can be happening right under our noses, and we never seem to figure out until it's almost too late. At least he was able to escape.